Good morning to you all. If you're a visitor for the first time, we offer you our hands in friendship. There will be a service here this evening at 6:30, and all are welcome. Pastoral news. Alison Holt's father-in-law has died. Please pray for the family. Janine had her operation and it was successful, and she is now at home. Please ring her before you visit. Isaac's operation, however, was cancelled.
The news I heard this morning, for which I apologise for not telling you, is that Liam, Connie Shue's grandson, has had to go back into hospital this morning because his stitches, he had an operation where he had his throat slit, had a cyst. Liam has had to go back into hospital because his stitches have burst. So could you remember them? And also they are moving house tomorrow in the middle of all of this. So pray for them, please, is their request.
That's fine. Gosh. There will be a Thanksgiving service for Michael Burgess here this Wednesday at 4:00. The Cayley last night was a great success, and thanks go to Finlay and Georgina for leading the event and the social committee for all their work. And on top of that, the event raised £313. So a very successful evening. And finally, Ken would like to make an announcement.
Good morning. And Nigel Tunley is going to give the next lunchtime recital here in the church. And it's on Thursday week, April 21st, at 12:30. Now, I've sneaked a preview of some of his playing, and it's an attractive and varied programme. And it's not forgetting that that date is the date of the Queen's 90th birthday. So I'm sure it will be marked in some way, but you'll have to come to find out how. And do come and support him. That's Thursday the 21st, 12:30 here.
Sorry, and finally, one of our church members has let us know that the issues around Alzheimer's will be discussed in Parliament this Tuesday, at Tuesday the 12th. Please, if you can, encourage your MP to attend Parliament on that day so that there will be a genuine discussion about issues around Alzheimer's. Thank you. Oh, yes, and finally. Yes, straight after this service is bring and share lunch. Come anyway, even if you haven't bought stuff to share. I'm sure we can sort it all out. And the focus of the discussion will be on prayer. Thank you.
Your hearts leapt when you saw these drums. You thought, yippee. When you saw these shakers, you thought, great. I'm so happy. I'm excited. Come on. Right. We are in the process of having a look at the Lord's Prayer. Last week we did Our Father, who art in heaven, and today we are doing Hallowed Be Your Name. May your name be made holy. May your name be praised. Hallowed be your name. Now, may your name be praised. Da-da! Please, would you like to, if you're not going to, you know, if you want to clap, don't let me hold you back. If you want to dance, I'm not going to get in your way, but it would be easier for you if you had a drum, or it might be easier if you had a shaker. Please, I don't want any ugly scenes when you trample each other on your way forward, but please come and help yourselves to a shaker or a drum. Come on. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, sing praise. Amen, sing praise. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, see I could do me sa. Amen, see I could do me sa. Amen, see I could do me so. Amen, bow, amen, bow, amen, see I could do me so. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, sing praise, amen, sing praise. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, say I could do me so. Amen, bow, amen, bow, amen, say I could do me so. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, sing praise, amen, sing praise. Amen, we praise your name. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come now and worship the Lord. Come all you people, come praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come now and worship the Lord. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come now and worship the Lord. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise. praise your maker. Come now and worship the Lord. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come now and worship the Lord. When I say thank you to you on a good day, when I'm being polite, when I say thank you, it's usually quite a lot about me. So you've given me a cup of tea and I say thank you. You have done something and I say thank you. Praise is different because it's not about me, it's all about you. Praise. It's all about you. Praising, which means praising God, is really difficult because it's very foreign. It's all about God. It's not about us. Thanking God, creation, me, my body, my friends, my family, easy peasy. Praising God. It's just about who God is. Let's be still and then we will pray. Generous God, we come with joy. We delight in you above all else. You are our safety and you are our shelter. You are God who gives us space to grow and flourish and showers the abundance of your love upon us. We praise you that you are a God of love and justice and a God of mercy, and that you are a God who cares about us and for us. All praise to you, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So when it comes to praising God, some people would use instruments, some people would sing, some people would be bowled over and be moved to silence. Some people would dance. Some people would use big flags. Some people would do this thing which is called speaking in tongues, read the scriptures. And some people would use the words of the scriptures, use the words of the Psalms, the big words of the faith. Would you like to grab yourselves a Bible, please? Everybody needs a Bible. Underneath the chairs in front of you. Somewhere around about you, you'll find a Bible. Here we are. And I want you to turn to Psalm 30, which you'll find on page 552. 552. It's round about the middle. 552. We're going to say Psalm 29. We're going to do alternating verses. Forgive me for this, but you people are odd. And you people are even.
Yeah.
Even odder. Even. Even. Odd. Even. 29. Psalm 29 on page 552. Praise the Lord, you heavenly beings. Praise God's glory and power. Praise the Lord's glorious name. Bow down before the Holy One when he appears. The voice of the Lord is heard on the So let's join to sing. Now, not only have we got problems with the music for this hymn, we've also got problems with the words. Life is a rich, glorious thing. But it's fine. We'll just do the thing. It's number... Bit of volume, 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 volume. Thank you. See you later. See you in a minute. So praise is what makes, hello, Minister of Religion speaking, hello. Praise is what takes people into places that look like this. Yeah? Sometimes, I know when you watch other people worshipping, you think, what on earth is going on? What's that about? That's a bit extravagant. Now, it's the same thing that make Quakers do this. Or make some people do this. It's about you and how you express your praise to God. Now, the danger for us in a community like this is that if you're a person who wants to do this, you're not able to, because everybody will think. Or you will feel everybody will think. But if I would say to you, if you feel inclined to, you know, put your hands up, you put your hands up. You know, be brave. If it's the Spirit of God that's at work within you, it would be wrong not to. It would be wrong not to. If you're interested in showing yourself off, then, you know, get a hobby. But if you're actually interested, if you're actually moved by the Spirit, then get your hands up. Get dancing. Do what is right. Do what is right for you. So some people in praising God would use instruments. Some people would use flags and all sorts of different things. But there's more than that. Hallowed, not just hallowed, hallowed be your name. Your name. Your name. I once buried a woman whose first name was Mrs. Mrs. was Mrs. What's her first name? Literally, nobody called her by what we would call her Christian name. Nobody alive used that woman's Christian name. Her children called her mother, or probably mother, actually. And she had no other family. Her name was Mrs. I think it was Brown. What's your name? Hallowed be your name. When you actually pause to think about it, it's quite an odd phrase. May your name be praised. I could read you a bit of Rabbi Burns that's about my name, but that would just be a bridge too far, I guess, after all that dancing last night. So here we have a passage where Moses says, has an encounter with God, and God calls Moses to do something, and Moses says, well, who are you, tell me your name. And Martin Verge will read this passage to us.
So we read from Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 to 6, and then 12 to 15. One day, while Moses was taking care of the sheep and goats of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian, he held the flock across the desert and came to Sinai, the holy mountain. There, the angel of the Lord appeared to him as a flame coming from the middle of a bush. Moses saw that the bush was on fire, but that it was not burning up. This is strange, he thought. Why isn't the bush burning up? I will go closer and see. When the Lord saw that Moses was coming closer, he called to him from the middle of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. He answered, yes, here I am. God said, "Do not come any closer. Take off your sandals, because you are standing on holy ground. I am the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." So Moses covered his face because he was afraid to look at God. And then from verse 12. God answered, "I will be with you, and when you bring the people out of Egypt, you will worship me on this mountain. That will be the proof that I have sent you." But Moses replied, "When I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors sent me to you,' they will ask me, 'What is his name?' So what can I tell them?" God said, "I am who I am. This is what you must say to them. The one who is called I Am has sent me to you. Tell the Israelites that I, the Lord, the God of their ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, have sent you to them. This is my name forever. This is what all future generations are to call me." Amen.
Amen.
So, praise I Am. Hallowed be your name. Praise I Am. That's the name. Who are you? I Am. Praise I Am. In the Message translation, which is always worth a look, the Message translation of this prayer, hallowed be your name is translated as, "Reveal who you are." Which I have to say, I've spent the week sort of getting and then sort of losing, and then, like I was, you know, driving somewhere in and out of, praise I am, reveal who you are. May your name be praised is something about learning more of who God is and who is God I am. Holy, 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 my heart adores you. Let's stay seated and let's sing in Spanish and then in English. And people will come from the north and the south, from the east and the west, and will gather as God's people. So we are going to pray for the people of the north and the south and the east and the west. So if your legs will let you, would you please stand up? And I'm not going to debate it with you, but I have checked. That way is north. Okay? We'll get there in a minute. So as we face the north, think about the rest of the United Kingdom, about its leaders and its institutions, the work of the church around the UK, and for some of us who, the minute they hear North, think of North Korea, pray for the people of North Korea and pray for peace and that Korea would be united. So let's turn to the West. Let's pray for Kingston. With the redevelopment that's about to happen in this immediate area, let's pray for the Guildhall. Let's pray for All Saints and Everyday Church. Let's hold up before God those involved in the shops, as well as those involved in the restaurants, the bars, and the clubs. Let's turn to the south, which is that way. Think of our country on a map. Pray for the south. Hold up the continent of Africa. With its prosperity and also its poverty. With the issues of war in South Sudan, people on the move, people longing for stable government. And let's turn to face the east. For the leaders of Europe. Hold up our prayer for a welcome for those who are forced to move, and pray for peace in the Middle East. Hold up our brothers and sisters in Christ who find themselves so isolated, that they will know how to share and to show God's love under such pressure. Lord of the world, we bring all our prayers to you. You are the Lord of the north and the south, the east and the west. We pray that your love will continue to inspire, to challenge, and to strengthen all the good that is done in your name. Lord, all the corners of the world are in your hands. Show us what we should be doing here in our corner. What each of us should be doing in the lives that we have, that our lives would be to your praise and to your glory. And we ask these prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. You can have a seat. And we will continue our worship as we make our offering. So let us pray. Bless the offering we bring. And bless us too, Lord our God, that our money and our whole lives might be for you, that your will be done and your kingdom come, even through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As you heard Kathy say, for our Bring and Share lunch, we're going to have some conversation about praying. If you're staying, put your fingers in your ears and don't listen to what I'm going to say next. But if you are not staying, it might be that you want to take the questions away and have a bit of a think of them for yourself. And if that is true, they are here. Please help yourself. We're joined to sing, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. So may God, who is our delight and our joy, bless us with life and with growth, embrace us with shelter and protection, and dance with us along life's way, now and through all our days. Thanks be to God. Amen.